JC2, 280 words per minute, copyright courtreportinghelp.com. Ready? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the court will now instruct you as to the law that governs in this case and how to apply to the claims and defenses of each opposing side. I caution you that you must pay close attention to these instructions. Now, as to your verdict, you must all agree on your decision. To reach a verdict, you will apply the law as I am now about to instruct you to the facts as you find them to be. If either of the parties does not meet his or her burden of proof, then you may not make a finding for that party. By law, if a party does not meet their burden of proof, if that party does not prove each fact for which they have the burden of proof, then you must resolve the issue in favor of the opposing party. In a similar way, if one party has a burden of proof, and if you find that the evidence for and against the parties is equal, that is to say that the evidence does not preponderate for either side, then once again, the party with the burden of proof has not met the standard of burden of proof, and you may not decide for them. In all cases, there must be a preponderance of evidence in order to meet the burden of proof. Each side will present witnesses to help them prove their case. Witnesses are not presumed to be truthful. Part of your duty as a jury is to examine the witnesses and to decide whether or not you believe their testimony. You may believe all of the witnesses, or you may find that some of them do not strike you as truthful and honest. You may even find that you believe a witness in part of his testimony, but not another. Use your best judgment on a case-by-case basis. You should be aware that even an honest witness will have times when they remember things a little different than on the day of the incident. This is normal. If you do find that a witness is inconsistent in one or two points, then you may discount this as merely a small error in memory. On the other hand, you may find that these small errors are evidence of a lack of honesty on the part of the witness in general. The prosecution or the state will present their evidence first. There are two basic kinds of evidence. The first is known in law as direct evidence. This type of evidence will come from a witness as to things that they saw or heard or even touched, felt, smelled, or observed in any way with any of their senses. The second type of evidence is circumstantial evidence. This type of evidence is used so that you may draw an inference of other facts. Both types of evidence are equal in the eyes of the law. They hold the same weight and are to be considered by you in the same way. An example of direct evidence would be the following statement: I saw the defendant shoot the victim. If you believe that statement, then you have direct evidence that the defendant shot the deceased.